Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, A Separation with Yara Elmjui, Part 3. So, Salam Yara Jan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Salam Leila June, thanks for having me. Very excited to do this clip together.
Yeah, so if you've been listening to these podcasts or watching them, you can either watch us go over these clips of the movie A Separation, or you could be listening to it on the podcast or wherever you get your audio from. And these lessons are cumulative. So if you haven't listened to part 1 and 2 of our Separation series, go back and listen to those. And today we're back with a third clip that Yara has chosen. This is a short one, so it's a nice little break from the first two that we had. And so we're going to watch this clip just like we did last time and go over key vocabulary. So Yara, is there anything you want to say before we listen to this clip?
No, I just think we're going to pay attention in this one in particular to some of the cultural dynamics that exist between the characters. If you've watched this film, and again, once again, I think we should probably mention that it is available on Amazon Prime. Please do watch the film. But you'll see there's a lot of cultural commentary here between, the sort of socioeconomic and cultural background of the individual who's coming to clean the house and the homeowner or the apartment owner, I suppose, himself. Those are things we'll point out as well as we watch the clip.
All right. So let's go ahead and watch it together.
Bye.
من میخواستم بگم میشه شماره شما رو بدم به شوهرم بگم از تو روزنامه پیدا کردم برای همین کار خونتون رو پرسرینه بگم
شما شرط کار رو بهشون بگین اگه قبول کردن حاضر بودم بیان
نه من نمیخوام بگم که شما رو میشناسم نگفتم میام اینجا برای کار
خب شما بگین به من زنگ بزنن اصلا امشب بگین بیان من ببینمشون
امشب که دیگه فکر کنم کم دیر شد دیگه حالا من فردا رو خودم براتون میام شما فقط کسی رو جام نذارین دیگه برای پولش هم دیگه هرچی خودتون سلام
اون مسئله نیست پس بفهمید با من تماس بگیرم من باشون قرار میذارم
خیلی من
خواهش میکنم خانم خدا نگهدارت خستم نباش
اوکی
cool all right
yeah so right off the bat we're seeing some smiles for the first time
yeah yes so let's I guess start from the very beginning just the very opening I've kind of highlighted a few things but I'll start with this right so he opens the door and he says, bale. And then this is kind of a very common way to answer a telephone call or open the door. It's just like, yes, bale means yes, yes. And that's something that I remember when I was kind of more learning how Persian is spoken in Iran today, I started to imitate actually. I'd be like, because usually sometimes I answer like, salam, right? Hello, and you can say that, that's fine. But sometimes there's just something very business-like and just saying bale, yes.
It's kind of untarufi, huh? It's not, there's no fluff around it, just like what is it? Bale.
Yeah. completely. And who knows if there's like a social element here that is in the scripting that is trying to be communicated to the viewer where he is this very clearly wealthier person living in this nice apartment and he's just like, yes, who knows? All right, so let's move on.
Bale.
من میخواستم بگم میشه شماره شما رو بدم به شوهرم بگم از تو روزنامه پیدا کردم برای همین کار خونتون رو پرسرینه بگم
Continue with that line. She's making a very interesting inquiry here. She starts by saying, ببخشید, sorry. میخواستم بگم, I wanted to say, she's kind of dilly-dallying here. میشه شماره شما رو بدم به شوهرم بگم از تو روزنامه پیدا کردم. So, Leila, if you want to kind of take that over, and what is she saying there?
Okay. من خواستم بگم I wanted to say میشه شماره شما رو بدم به شوهرم. So can I take your number and give it to my husband? بگم از تو روزنامه پیدا کردم. So as to روزنامه. So I'll say I found it in the newspaper. So she's kind of she's telling him she's about to be deceptive. So she's going to take that number of his and then say she found it in the newspaper.
Exactly. And so then she continues by saying, برای همین کار خونتون و پرستاری بگم. So for, and I'm going to tell him that it's, you know, about this work you need in your house, the work you need done in your house, and you know, taking care of پرستاری here. She's referring to her sort of, what's the word, nursing or being a caretaker to Peymon Moadi's dad, essentially, who in an earlier scene we saw has a health condition where he needs to be provided for by a caretaker. So right here, we're already seeing, this is sort of the sociocultural thing I wanted to mention, but she's basically saying, give me your number, or sorry, let me give my number to your number, sorry. She's saying, let me give your number to my husband. And even though I've been working here for you, seemingly secretively, I'm just going to give your number to my husband and then lie to him. This is not what's mentioned. That I found it in the newspaper. I don't know this man. This could be a good work opportunity for you, husband. And can I just do that? I just want to inform you. Basically, she's doing this to say, like, if he calls you, just don't tell him that you know me. And the reason for this is we're gonna learn a little bit more in this conversation. But very clearly, she doesn't want her husband to know that she is coming to another man's house, especially a single man, to do work, because perhaps that might arouse the suspicion of her husband. And so she doesn't want to do that. So you see this sort of, you know, there's this cultural commentary bubbling up, and the man himself is kind of like, okay. So you'll see as it plays out.
Okay, let's listen to the next line.
شما شرط کارو بهشون بگین. اگه قبول کردن حاضر بودم بیان.
Okay, so yeah, if you want to take it away, شما شرط کارو بهشون بگین. اگه قبول کردن حاضر بودن بیان. You know, so
then he's kind of a little confused and he says, شما شرایط کارو بهشون بگین. شرایط is the circumstances. So you tell him the circumstances of the work. So mm-hmm. what the work entails. اگه قبول کردن حاضر بودن بیان.
Yeah.
اگه قبول کردن, that means if he agrees, حاضر بودن بیان, and he was ready to come.
Mm-hmm.
And then he leaves it at that. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. So exactly, it's there a little bit of confusion going on here, but it's like, yeah, just you know, tell him, you know, about the circumstances, and if he accepts, he'll come, and that. And then now we're gonna listen to the next part. So everything here, just actually before we do that, a couple phrases I did wanna highlight in the past two interactions. So one thing that I thought was worth highlighting was as to Ruzname, which would be from inside the paper, right? So she says, you know, I'm going to give your number to my husband and say I found it in the paper. Instead of just saying, begam tu ruzname peyda kardam, she says, as tu ruzname. Again, this is another colloquialism where it's like, I found your number from inside the paper. It's just something you have to memorize. It's just a common way of referring to, I found your thing in the yellow pages. I know that doesn't really exist anymore. I don't think many people understand what that is, but I found, you know, from inside. It's a common sort of construction. You could also easily say, Shomorato turuz name pedo kyan. That's perfectly correct, but it's another colloquial way. And then another thing I want to highlight is when Peymon Moadi, the man, responds to her and says, you know, kabul kardan, hazir budan. It's like a double verb sort of construction. You know, we do this a lot in Persian, either to be extra polite or just, it's just, you know, bia, you know, sit down and talk, beshin sohbat, you know, whatever. We combine verbs a lot. So he's saying, if he accepted and he was ready, right, is what he's saying. So if your husband kabul kardan, hazir budan, bian. You know, he could have easily said, agar qabul, agar hazir budan bian, if he was ready to come, that could have been enough. But he decided to pair it with qabul kardan, if he agreed and was ready to come. So, like, it's just a common way of speaking. So if you want to speak like an Iranian today, this is a great skill to learn, is which verbs do you combine for literally, I mean, it's, you're really not adding very much to the meaning. You're communicating very much the same thing, but you're using two verbs because it sounds more colloquial. So that's, yeah.
Yeah, in the last conversation we had, we said speaking Persian is all about why say less when you can say more. So we're continuing with that theme.
Exactly.
Exactly. That is the Persian language. But another thing that I want to say about as tu ruzname, this is actually more colloquial also if you see something written for that, you would say dar ruzname. Dar is the way that you write things. Tu is the way you say them. So you won't often learn it written that way. So if you want to say something is in the fridge, for example, you would say dar yachchol. Oh, yeah, that's the written version. But then the spoken, like tu yachchol. Tu means inside. Dad also means inside, but in a written version.
Yeah.
So these are two different constructions of that.
That's a very fantastic point, is recognizing what, nobody would know Iranian if they're like, where is the strawberry jam? Nobody would say, dar yakhchalast, you know, like.
Right.
Which is
but
so
that
funny.
That is the correct way to do it.
That is the correct written form of yes. So in a storybook, it would say that. But perhaps, 100% in real life, no one would actually, unless you're a robot, maybe.
Exactly.
Iranian robot.
Iranian
Siri.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, so the next line.
Perfect. Yeah, so basically this is what we're getting at from the beginning of this conversation. So he's not getting it. She's like, look, I'm going to tell my husband I found your number in the paper. I'm going to give it to him. He's going to call you. You explain the circumstances, shadow yitakar, the circumstances of the work. And then he's like, shoma shayatakar, you tell him about the circumstances. If he accepted, he'll come. And she's like, no, dude, you don't get it. Like, man nemicham begam kish shoma ro mishnasam. I don't want to say that I know you. Nagoftam, right. I haven't. And then she says, nagoftam miyam inja baraykar. If you want to take over that part, I haven't,
Sure. So, na man nemicham begam. So shenachtan is to know. So no, I don't want to say that I know you. Nagoftam miyam inja. I didn't say I come here baraye kar, for work. And Yara's highlighted this. Why did you highlight that? Baraye kar.
So just very quickly, in terms of like a mechanical thing, another very common way, if you want to learn how to speak colloquial spoken Persian, many, 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 many times we will contract or shorten baroye to just bare. And this is another common thing, similar to dar becoming two. Highly recommend students learn this. Very simple. I do it all the time. You just naturally say, in are masalan bare tavallud ine. Oh, bare in kharidamish. We don't really say baroye in kharidamish. Baroye tavallud. Yeah, we don't really fully, in many, many cases pronounce all of baroye. We just say bare.
Yeah, so let's listen to her say that again. It's very clear. Barekar.
Barekar, yeah.
Okay, so next slide.
Yeah. Just the last thing is that, nagoftam miyam inja barekar. Yeah, I haven't said that I'm coming here to work, or coming here for work. So she's now being very clear, like, dude, I don't want to tell him. I haven't told my husband that I'm coming here to work for you. So, and this is literally all the social commentary is. There's nothing else that's being, we're very much being shown this rather than told. So you have to like pick up on it, like, oh Christ, like she's more conservative than his family. So she is now saying, I don't want to come here, I don't want to tell my husband I'm coming here for work. And the unspoken reality is because I don't want him to suspect that there's something between you and me.
We're having to kind of piece together this by context clues and also just the incredible face acting that they're doing, because you can see that he got it right when he like starts looking down. He's like, oh, got it. And she has that kind of like Shaytun smile all of a sudden coming on, and we'll see that like grow as this scene goes on. So let's listen to her next line and see what's going on here, or his next line.
خب شما بگیم به من زنگ بزنن اصلا امشب بگیم بیا من ببینمشون
امشب که دیگه فکر کنم کم دیر شد دیگه.
So here, we'll pause it on the smile here. So what happened there?
So he's like, ah, got it. With complete facial communication. Hop, okay. Shoma begin be man zang bezanan. And so he's like, okay, well, tell him to, or tell him to call me. Asan emshab begin beyond mibinamishun. Okay, yeah. So he's like, asan emshab begin beyond mibinamishun. So here we also have a couple things going on. Asan, okay.
Baby namishun. The last word is baby namishun.
Baby namishun, exactly. So we have a couple things going on here in the second sentence. Aslan. Here we have him saying, aslan emshat begin beyond man baby namishun. So we have this word aslan, which is very interesting. I've tried to see, it's like a form of you know what. We say this a lot. And we will even shorten it sometimes to accent, you know, like we'll even perhaps eliminate the L when it's spoken in some cases, if you don't want to fully pronounce accent begin, you know. So here's like, asan shap begin. So you know what, asan, you know what? Imshap begin, tonight, tell him, beyond man bebinamishun. Begin, and then beyond, so tell him to come so I can see him. Basically referring to her husband, saying, tell your husband to come so I can see him tonight. And then what does she
say? Yes, and Asnan is in the category of dige, which we've talked about a lot. Mm-hmm. Is one of those filler words that you have to know that you just throw in there very often. Asan miduni. Anyways, you know, as a matter of fact, you know. So yeah, it's one of those like untranslatable things that we use all the time in conversation, and you'll hear it over and over again. And that's the best way to learn how to use it. Mm-hmm. That's a good one to pick up on.
Definitely, definitely one of the very strong, you know, colloquial phrases. Okay, and then what happens? And we should play the next part, I suppose, again.
حالا من فردا رو خودم براتون میام. شما فقط کسی رو جام نذارین. دیگه برای پولش هم دیگه هرچی خودتون سلام.
Let's just look at her thing, her sentence, and see how she's had this idea, so she's kind of excited and she's smiling. So yeah, what did she say next?
So امشب دیگه فکر کنم یکم دیر شه. And if I'm not mistaken, I swear she says دیگه again. So that would be two دیگه's in the same sentence, which is again, dilly-dallying, kind of like, امشب دیگه فکر کنم یکم دیر شه. دیگه. So what does that mean, Layla? Two دیگه's in there.
So tonight, anyways, I think it'll be a little too late anyways. Tonight... Yeah. In fact, I think it'll be a little too late. In fact, again, an untranslatable dige word.
Yeah, yeah. And then also that there's a contraction here, she. So that's a common one we use when we speak, you know. So imshad dige fek
konad. Instead of beshe.
Instead of beshavad. Yeah.
Beshavad. Or
yeah, there's two contractions for beshavad or shavad, right? So you could say beshe or you could just say she. So imshad dige yekam dir beshavad, yo dir shavad, just she, which is very, very common.
So it will become too late. Dir she, it will become too late.
Mm-hmm. And then the next part is, hala man farda ro khodam baratun miyam, faqad, bebakhshid, shoma faqad kesi ro jam nazarin. So she's like, all right, well, hala, again, we have hala, we have dige, we have aslan. These are all these filler words. Hala, so, hala, man farda ro khodam baratun miyam, I'll come myself for you tomorrow. And then just don't replace me. Shoma faqad kesi ro jam nazarin. Don't put anyone in my place. Don't replace me for now.
And faqad means just don't put someone in my place.
Exactly. And then, Leila, if you want to take the next part, you know, dige baraye pulisham. Yeah.
Okay, دیگه برای پولش هم هرچی خودتون صلاح میدونید. So, دیگه, again, anyways, برای پولش, for the money, هم هرچی خودتون صلاح میدونید. So, for the money also, whatever you think is right. صلاح is like right, correct. Whatever you think is right or correct.
Exactly.
And then, as Yara highlighted, baroye, because again, she says bare instead of baroye.
Bare pulisham. And then also here is a contraction. We talked previously in a previous episode about ram, ra, ham becoming ram. Here we don't have a ra, but she just says pulish ham. And in that case, it's very common. If there's a ham that comes after the word, you don't say the he, you just say pulisham. Pulisham, also the money. And for also the money, whatever you think is fit, whatever you think is right yourself. So pulisham, you know, whatever, dukhtarisham, filmisham, you know, it's not filmisham, it's just filmisham.
Okay, so let's listen to her say this sentence again, and then let's listen to the next line.
حالا من فردا رو خودم براتون میام. شما فقط کسی رو جام نذارین. دیگه برای پولش هم دیگه هرچی
خودتون سلام. اون مسئله نیست. پس بفهمید با من تماس بگیرم من باشون قرار میذارم.
خیلی
مسئله نیست. This is the same as saying مشکلی نیست. No problem. This exists in like so many languages around the world. So very simple. It's no problem. So he gets it. You know. پس بفرمایید با من تماس بگیرن. من باهاشون قرار میذارم. So What does that mean, Layla?
All right. So again, like Yara said, masale nist means it's no problem. It's no issue. Mm-hmm. Pass then. So this is another filler word. Pass befarmoid ba man tamas begiran. So he's saying, so go ahead and he should contact me. Man bahashun qarar mizaram. So I will make a plan with him.
Exactly. And this is a very interesting, this word befarmoid. I think it might have come up before. At this point, I can't recall, but very common way of, this is extremely formal language, right? So you could say here, befarmoid really is the same as saying begging. So in other words, befarmoid, you know, what he's trying to say, befarmoid beishun, tell him to contact me, ba man tamas begiran, man bahashun qarar mizaram, and I will make an appointment with him. But befarmoid here is a very formal way of just saying begging. In fact, anytime you want to be super duper formal on the phone, at a meeting, at a conference, meeting someone at a very formal setting, you can always just say befarmoid instead of befarmoid, you know, tell me this again, befarmoid isme, you know, so what was this? So it's just a very formal way of saying begging. And tell me.
Mm-hmm. We did hear it before in the last lesson, either part one or two. It was part one. Befarmoid bala. Please come in. It kind of means like go ahead. So he's saying, so go ahead. So go ahead and tell, for example.
Yeah.
And it's understood what she is supposed to do. Like, so befarmoid, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a very magical word. It's kind of like one of those aloha words where it means so many different things.
Yeah. So if you want to tell someone to sit, for example, you say befarmoid bishinit. If you want to tell someone to go in the door before you, you say befarmoid bidding.
Go ahead
and go. If you want to say, please tell me, say befarmoid. If you want someone to talk first.
Yeah. And then a funny thing to mention, too, is again, it is a go ahead. And then at other times it's like, for example, I remember when I was living in Iran, there's a lot of events I would attend. And like, you know, sometimes it'd be like a Q&A moderator or whatever it is, even on TV. Shoma farmudid. You know, they would say, "Ah, shoma chan lahze pish, a few seconds ago, farmudid ke felan felan felan." So a few moments ago, you said, you know, so and so. Instead of saying shoma chan lahze pish goftid, they would literally just say farmudid, and it's so funny. And even sometimes, if they want to say a saying or something that someone said, I've even heard the term farmoyesh or farmoyeshat, which is a very funny situation.
Right.
It's an Arabic pluralization. So, bar tedre farmoyeshat shoma, according to the sayings of you that you just things that you just said, you know, and it's just so farmoyesh farmudan befarmoid. This word is a magical formal word in Persian. I highly recommend if you want to sound like an extremely serious, overly formal
Absolutely.
Person to impress someone's parents, you can always pull some conjugation of this word out.
Absolutely. All right, let's keep going.
اون مسئله نیست. پس بفهمید با من تماس بگیرم من باشون قرار میذارم.
خیلی
خواهش میکنم خانم. خدا نگهدارت. خستم نباش.
So let's just go over the last two lines. So
wait, what did she say?
She said خیلی ممنون. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That one's very easy. And then if you want to say his last line.
خواهش میکنم خانم. You know, you're welcome, ma'am. خدا نگهدارتون. I think he just says خدا نگهدارتون. I have to listen again, but خسته هم نباشید. So خدا نگهدارتون خسته هم نباشید. So these are very common ways of saying goodbye. I think, Layla, you might have some good explanations of these. You know, may God protect you.
A lot of flowery language here. Yeah, Iranians don't just say, again, why say less when you can say more? He's saying goodbye and thank you in a lot of different ways here. So, خواهش میکنم خانم. So, it's my pleasure, ma'am. So, it's like, خواهش میکنم is also an answer to please. So, please, you're welcome would be خواهش میکنم. So, it has a lot of different meanings. But here, it's meaning, خواهش میکنم. It means you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Khoda negahdaretun means may God look after you. And this is just a common way of saying goodbye. It doesn't necessarily have any religious connotations like God bless.
Yeah.
God bless. And then at the end, this is very interesting. He says, "Khaste ham naboshid." So what does khaste naboshid mean? And what is this? What is the equivalent of this beautiful phrase in English? Because I do not know and I would love to know.
We don't really have an equivalent. Honestly, I've seen many documentaries and films where they try to subtitle this thing. I mean, the direct translation is "don't be tired." But usually, I mean, usually after someone has done something, whether it's a thing that requires a lot of labor or a thing that's very, you know, after a long day of work, you can say, "don't be tired." In other words, I'm recognizing the work that you've done. Thank you for your hard work. Haste nabushit, please don't be tired, even though I know you're exhausted. By saying, "please don't be tired," I am recognizing your work.
So. It's so nice. And, you know, my husband and I, it's a difficult phrase with us because, yeah, if he's like done something outside, like if I've been like, "oh, we need to do the yard," and he's like mowed the lawn or something afterwards, I want to say, "khaste naboshi," like, "I know that was a lot of work. Thank you for doing that work." But whenever I try to translate it, he gets angry because I'm like, "don't be tired." And he's like, "I just did all this work. What are you talking about?" And it just doesn't translate. And there's nothing kind you can say to someone after their work to recognize that they've done a lot of work in English. So this is a flaw of the English language.
Right.
It leads to many
funny.
A disagreement between couples.
I think in English it might be seen, like you were saying, as kind of like almost putting someone down, or like maybe
you told me to do the lawn and now you're telling me not to be tired?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you saying?
Right. Whereas in Persian, a lot of the time, actually, khaste naboshid, is here, it's kind of being used as a goodbye also. It's like there's a sort of finality to it. We're ending this engagement. You're about to go home. Bye-bye. Khaste naboshid. Don't be tired. But also, it's used as a hello. You know, sometimes, you know, in Iran, I'm walking down the street. I come across a bodega, corner store, convenience store, whatever you happen to call that place. And, you know, you see a man perhaps operating the store, sitting on a little seat that he's put out the store for himself, waiting for customers to come by. He's got a cane. You know, he's been sitting there all day checking customers out, checking them out at the register. And, you know, so when I come across him, you know, from a distance, I'm approaching his store. I want to buy some water. I just go, "hey, how's it going, dude? Khaste naboshid." I don't say dude, you know, "salam qurban," khaste naboshid. "Hello, sir. Don't be tired." It's my form of saying hello and somehow recognizing maybe the labor he's done, but it really has just become a way of saying hello. Khaste naboshid.
Yeah.
How much is this pair? How much is this shirt? "Salam, khaste naboshid." You know, "hello, don't be tired." How much is this dress? You know, so very common way of saying hello, starting a conversation or also ending it.
Yeah, lovely. It's just a way of saying, "may your tiredness wash away. May you not be tired."
Ooh, I like that one.
That's kind of what it is. But yeah, so a lot of good vocabulary to put in your, you can use these all the time. Khahish mikonam. You know, "you're welcome," or, and then khoda negahdaretun, "God bless you," and khaste naboshid. These are all really good phrases to add to your vocabulary. So let's listen to this one last time and see if there's any parting things that we want to say, or if we just leave it at that. Let's do it.
بله.
من می‌خواستم بگم میشه شماره شما رو بدم به شوهرم بگم از تو روزنامه پیدا کردم. برای همین کار خونتون رو پرسرینه بگم.
شما شرط کارو بهشون بگین. اگه قبول کردن حاضر بودم بیان.
نه من نمی‌خوام بگم که شما رو می‌شناسم. نگفتم میام اینجا برای کار.
خب شما بگین به من زنگ بزنن. اصلا امشب بگین بیام من ببینمشون.
امشب که دیگه فکر کنم کم دیر شد دیگه. حالا من فردا رو خودم براتون میام. شما فقط کسی رو جام نذارین. دیگه برای پولش هم دیگه هرچی خودتون سلام.
نه اون مسئله نیست. پس بفهمید با من تماس بگیرم. من باشون قرار میذارم.
خیلی ممنون.
خواهش میکنم خانم. خدا نگهدارت. خسته هم نباشی.
I like that with the context of like knowing that, you know, he's saying, "okay, bye bye," and then he wants to like add a little nice thing to leave her by. You know, she has this smile on her face and he's like, "let's end this interaction on a really nice thing."
Yeah, he almost throws it in. There's like a brief pause. I mean, the dialogue in this is just, and I feel like, you know, this is something that may be lost in the, I don't know, in the translation, because, you know, I watched this film in Persian, but the dialogue is just so real. I mean, that's the thing with Asghar Farhadi's films is that this is literally, I've been in so many interactions. I have members of my family that talk like this guy and members of my family that talk like the woman on the other end. And like, it's just brilliant. The pauses, the little khaste naboshid at the end, the social dynamics, the like, Oh, so good. So good.
Very good. And the official translation, by the way, for that last sentence is bye and thanks for today. So,
yeah, exactly. Like, see how much is lost there and how much, you know, it's sort of pause where it's like, oh, yeah. And also, don't be tired. Be on your way. May your tiredness wash away. Goodbye. You know, like, you know, he's almost just throwing it in there as a perfunctory way of being polite. Maybe, who knows?
Yeah, wonderful. Well, okay, so this was clip 3. And like, as you know, I will be doing one more lesson after this to go over these phrases a little bit more in depth. And we'll be back in the lesson after that with Yara for clip 4. So thank you, Yara-chan, and see you on clip 4.
Yeah, thank you so much, Leila. Looking forward to it.